Live from Liverpool, we don't need to talk about ghosts with Kevin Eustace.
Now,
I
know, but I thought I did have a spare battery. Oh, I've put the wrong thing in.
Right, but I literally asked you 3 times, have you got a spare battery? And you said yes, and I said, not just a full one in there, have you got a spare one? And you said yes.
Because?
So why do you say yes when you haven't?
Because I felt a bulge in my back jean pocket, which is normally where I put a spare battery, but it turns out that was just tissue.
Did you put a battery in there?
No.
Well, then how would it have got there, magic?
Because these are my podcast jeans.
Ground floor.
That's not a thing.
No, it's not a thing. We're on the wrong floor. Anyway, welcome to the show. As you know, we're about to go and do some deliveries. Sorry, there was none on Wednesday. I had to put this little recorder in for a service, and it's now being fixed, hopefully.
First floor,
do the whole We Don't Think.
Oh, yeah, sorry. This is the We Don't Talk About Ghosts. We don't need to talk about ghosts episode. If you're new to this, which means there'll be no ghosts on this episode, but on the weekly ones, there is.
So this is just an extra episode with some extra content through these difficult times. If it's only the ghost one that you're after, this one isn't for you.
Yeah.
This is just inane wittering.
And they're easy to spot because these ones are literally titled, We Don't Need to Talk About Ghosts. So you've got us pretty early in our escapades. In our Friday escapades. Because we're actually getting in the car. You normally start in the car, but that was just in the lift. I thought
three
you'd
times,
like.
I said to you'd like to wear. Have you got a spare battery for the mic? And he says yes. And I say, have you got a spare? Not a full one, a spare one. Yes, I've got one. We literally get outside, get to the lift. Oh, I haven't got a spare battery. He's like, why would you say yes? Why would you lie to me?
Yeah, I thought you'd like to wear Becca berating me battery wise because it's a lot of alliteration. Yes, and we're all about alliteration on this show, or as some would say, the spooky sensational show. More alliteration. I think today is going to be an alliteration podcast.
We've not got anything in the booth, have we?
Like what?
I was just saying, because the seats are up.
Yeah, we have. We've got all that fucking food.
Well, we need to get it out, don't we?
Oh.
Can't rock up with that there. As you well
know. Right, guys, you're going to have to hold fire. We just remember our weekly shop is in the back of the boot. And we're about to go and... Right, I'll be back in a sec. And we're back, guys.
We're back.
Yeah, we had to empty the boot.
Because obviously we go to a place where we fill the boot. Like, we have to put the seats down and stuff to get all the food in it to do the deliveries. So the thing that gets me is that you act surprised and as if I'm just being difficult. Like, oh, what? What do you mean we've got to empty it? You know we've got to empty it. That's not me being awkward. We've got to empty it. You know we can't turn up with a full boot.
I know. I do act like that. You're right. I need to check myself before I wreck myself. You know what? I don't think I'm going to come out of this lockdown the same man I went in. I don't know if it's a good or a bad thing.
You'd be a less cranky man.
I don't know. Maybe. The cranky man can...
I think a lot hinges on that.
What's that song? Is it Candyman?
Yeah.
Do you remember any of the lyrics? Because I'd like to change that to the cranky man can.
The candy man can, because he laces it with love and makes the world taste good.
Oh, right. That sounds like a crap song. If you just say it.
No, that's it, isn't it? Who can make the sunrise? Sprinkle it with... I don't know.
Oh, God, I need to learn this because that is just me if I change everything negative, isn't it? Who can ruin a nice day? Make the rain come anyway. Hide from the sun. The cranky man can.
And still find a way to complain. The cranky man can.
Hey, what was that line? Get everything he wants and still find a way to complain.
Yeah.
How very dare you. You know, the way I'm holding this microphone is a very strange thing. It looks like, you know when you see footage of nightclub revelers from the 90s and they're doing the claw because they took far too many drugs?
Yes.
I'm doing that claw now, holding this, but it looks like to passers-by I'm sticking the finger up. I'm flipping the bird, so to speak. Flipping the Christy bird. I know his name's DeBerg. Have you ever noticed Christy Berg is a little like Krusty Burger?
Not really.
It is. And if you go to Krusty Burger, sorry, we're struggling to get out of the car park due to the... Hey, there we go. I was going to say, if you go to Krusty Burger, you'd be served by a lady in red. That's an Alan Partridge-esque joke about Krusty Burger and Christy Berg. Next, hide the steak, it's Chrissy Hind. Anyway. The cranky man can... It's the first time that we've done deliveries in the rain, isn't it?
Yeah. Did you not bring an umbrella?
No.
I presume George, Umbrella Man.
Sing me a song, I'm Umbrella Man.
Except when it rains. You literally have an umbrella with you all the time,
yeah,
except when it rains.
Because I'm only happy when it rains to cook garbage.
Sun in the wet.
Watch. I hope you're looking both ways.
I
So, anyway, to the welcoming of the podcast, as we're now roadworthy.
Good to go with a spare battery.
With a spare battery.
I can't believe you just lie to me.
I don't lie to you.
You do lie.
I don't. I, when I'm saying it to you, I believe what I'm saying. That's
and also, something that was exactly the same shape in your back pocket is a lie, also. You didn't feel your back pocket and feel something there.
You don't
because
know.
Earlier you said, I think it was might have been a lid to something. Bollocks. Just lies.
It wasn't lies.
There's no tissue that feels exactly like a battery, is there?
These two lads here on
Why
the bugle.
Why have they got trumpets?
It's when I say on the bugle, there's two lads walking around with little
trumpets.
Little trumpets.
Yeah, no draw their attention to us.
I did, I just took my thumb off to them. And did you hear them trying to blow the bugle?
Not doing well.
No. I think they found two kids' trumpets. They look like they were on the bugle, if you know what I mean. If you know what I mean. That's an interesting thing that we would see. Right, we've got a lot of American listeners. In Liverpool, the slang term for cocaine is bugle.
It's not the most common term.
I'm just wondering if it's a worldly thing. I mean, I don't want you to go all over the social media saying, cocaine is this. You can if you want.
Well, there's a Libertine song last post on the bugle.
But does that mean a social media post when you're off your face? Or does that mean...
Nothing to do with a social media post, you weirdo.
Last post on the bugle?
Yeah, that's nothing to do with social media. This was like before social media was a big thing.
Okay. But do they mean on the bugle as in on the bugle? Because one of them's been to Liverpool and he's got a history with Liverpool.
Yeah. They've also got a history with drugs.
Well, yeah. A history. He's got an ongoing relationship with drugs, as Mr. Doherty. And as you can tell by the cobblestones of ye olde Liverpool, are we very late? Because there's no queue.
Or are we very early? What time is it?
No, it's not. We're not early by any stretch. There's no one here.
That late? What time is it?
What do you want, Becca?
I want you to check the time, obviously.
Fair enough. 5:10. Okay. 4:10.
I'm not that late.
No, we can't be that late. Anyway, we pulled up and we're first in the queue because there's no one here, so I'm going to have to stop this now and load our car. See ya. And we have received our merry bounty, and we are on our way to deliver.
We are now sorted.
Stand and deliver.
We were ready to stop. There was actually a slight error. Someone was getting... someone usually gets a different, slightly different parcel, and Kevin spotted it, so good for you, Kevin.
Yes, I spotted it. Because I am on the ball.
Turn the volume down.
Turn the volume down. Okay, one sec. If I can manage that.
Take the next left onto Canning Street.
Shut up, you. Stop giving out directions of where we're going. I'm sure you wouldn't appreciate it. Right, let me sort this out. Here we go.
Why are you breathing dead heavily as if it's like dead stress?
Because I just ran, and I've got zero health.
That was a run?
Yeah.
Guys, that was like literally 15 yards.
30, if you include there and back.
I meant overall.
Yeah. 7, all right then. There's no fighting that, I suppose. So I think it'd be remiss of us if we don't obviously say to all of our American listeners that we just hope that you're safe in these times.
Yeah, I think in keeping with the whole idea of these extrons, like being remiss of the, you know, like we don't mention the C words and things like that, and kind of keeping it unpolitical and not causing any stress. We're just here purely for the inane chat, aren't we?
Inane chat, yeah. We're two idiots delivering things to keep your brain in a nice place. It goes without shadow of a doubt to say Black Lives Matter. At this time is the focus that we all need to be thinking about. And, you know, we're white, we've got white privilege, and we recognise that. So if anyone's in disagreement with any of that, the only thing we will say is stop fucking listening and go and put your head in some boiled water. And that's all we'll say on the matter.
We are thinking of you, but we're not going to delve into it.
We're not going to delve into it, because...
stay safe.
Stay safe is the only message. Fucking love each other, it's not hard. I mean, apparently it is, though, that's the issue. Anyway,
we're not going to delve into it.
We're not going to delve into it, moving swiftly on. You know what I was thinking about our American friends?
What were you thinking?
Not to do with any unrest.
Road closures again?
Road closures again? Bloody Liverpool!
Bane of my life.
Tell you what, the road closures and the UFOs in the forests, when are they going to deal with stuff?
Like, literally, what am I supposed to do there? Because it's closed.
Damn council.
Do you think I
should go... Just, that level find a way, won't it? Love finds a way, Becca. And we love maps. So, I was thinking about our American friends. You know... the way America's like a relatively young place historically.
Yeah.
Think about this, right? They have like Labor Day, right? But I'm thinking about bank holidays.
Right.
So they have like Labor Day, Well, I'm not too sure what that is. That about people who go and work blue collar jobs? I don't know. Labour, maybe. They have.
Yeah, I read this the other day. I can't remember.
They have Veterans Day, so like obviously a very good thing. You go and support people who fought for your country and things like that.
Yeah.
And they have all these like Independence Day, where they tangibly defeated us and claimed their own country. All very good. We have St. George's Day, where we celebrate him killing a dragon.
Well, you're not celebrating him killing a dragon. You're celebrating the patron saint of England, aren't you?
Yeah, but I mean, this is how...
As part of his story, he happened to kill a dragon.
Yeah, but I'm saying how tangibly, like, old we are.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That, like, theirs is like...
Yeah, ours are like mythical things.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. They're like, hooray for our veterans who fought in Vietnam and the Second World War.
Like,
hooray.
Going back to before medieval times.
Yeah, and we're like, hooray for St. George who, you know, beat that fiery dragon.
Yeah.
And,
St. Patrick who drove all the snakes out of
St. Patrick who stood on the snake. He found, do you know St. Patrick is the person who found Loch Ness, the Loch Ness Monster?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm sure it's St. Patrick. But this is the sort of stuff I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Absolute myths,
absolute myths and legends. And, like, America's kind of got it right. You know, if we'd done the same thing, we'd be like, I suppose we had VE Day, which is Victory in Europe Day. We celebrated that with a bank holiday.
We didn't get an extra bank holiday for it. They just moved the existing bank holidays. So we didn't get a bank holiday for it.
And also the name bank holiday, is it just because that's when the banks were closed?
Maybe traditionally, I think
so. If it is, would you we celebrate capitalism more than America? You know, Americans often tarred with the naughty brush for being capitalists, but if we literally, all of our days off work are because the banks are closed.
Yeah, we're capitalists too.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm not saying that we're not. I mean, we obviously are. But yeah, it just made me laugh thinking that they celebrate days like...
That's the Pivvy Bingo.
Becca's just spotted a bingo hall.
We've heard about this place and we've been meaning to go.
We have been meaning to go. Forever. We love bingo.
Yeah. It's fun. So that's where it is. At least now we know exactly where it is. We should go.
Yeah.
We love bingo.
Lodge Lane. There's a vampire on here, you know.
Is this Lodge Lane?
Well, I've just seen a sign saying Lodge Lane.
Is it Lodge Lane? Because I hear about Lodge Lane all the time and I never know where it is.
Well, that is the Coffee Lodge, and I think
it
could be a clever play on words. Well, it's not that clever, but you know, at Broster, that's where we got that pizza from the other night.
Oh, the one that you
the one
liked.
That I really liked, apart from it was a little bit heavy on the tomato puree, but other than that, all about it.
Sorry, I missed the turn-off.
It's okay, we're doing very well, considering the amount of road closures. And vampires and UFOs you've got in the city. Honest to God, it's like hell yeah. By the way, guys, you might already be onto it because you listen to paranormal podcasts, evidently. But if so, you'll be aware of hell yeah. What's this guy doing?
I don't know. I feel like, is he stopped? Is he
I don't know.
Stopped? What?
He's flashing you, but you're not going to get through that gap.
So
this is going to be a bit of a weird impasse, isn't it?
If
you took in there...
See, the issue was he doesn't seem to be going forward. He's like stopped.
No, he stopped in the middle of the road and flashed years in to say, "Come at me."
So I did.
Yes, basically on the Amazon Prime. So I'm developing a bit of a stuff. You couldn't write that, could you?
It's okay. Take a breath. Don't worry.
I'm developing a bit of a stutter. Yeah, which is it's a new fun addition. I must admit, I enjoy it when these things come along.
It's usually linked to your anxiety.
It is normally linked to my anxiety. Yes. So let's hope that that's not. Thing.
Are you feeling anxious at the moment?
I'm not consciously feeling anxious, no, but as I said that, I just felt like crying, so you never know. Yeah, that's weird. Maybe I'll edit this bit out. No, I'll leave it in, you know, just to show we're all in the same boat. What was I talking about? Hell yeah!
Yes.
Amazon Prime. It's an amazing program. And if you're into your paranormal, it's dead, dead good. Because it's basically, I was watching it on the iPhone the other day with the headphones in. They basically go to this place called Hell Yeah! In the States, and they're looking for goblins. And I didn't realise how stupid that sounds until I said to Becca, let's pull the headphones out, and went, hey, do you want to watch this programme? I'll describe it. And I said, you go looking for goblins. And Becca just laughed and walked off.
Oh, like, yeah, thanks for that.
I thought maybe you don't, actually.
Okay, we're here. First one, I think it's that one over there.
Huzzah! Okay, guys. I was going to say the name of the street because it's a nice name, but I won't. Okay, guys, we'll be back in a sec. Doodle doo. And first one successfully delivered, dare I say.
Super, done. Right.
Okay, so we're now on to delivery number two.
Yes.
Yes, we are.
I think it looks like I need to turn around.
You need to turn around. You're an accomplished driver, Becca. I believe you can do this. Yeah, so basically, in Helia, the team go looking for goblins in the caves of Helia. And it's dead good, but it's going to take me forever to watch Series 1 because I try and watch it before I go to bed. And obviously, I get like 10 minutes in, and then next thing you know, Kev's on a surfboard because I'm asleep.
Why is it called Helia? Is it like to do with hell or Hellboy?
The town's called Helia.
Oh, okay.
It's really
a US
dead
town
good.
Or?
Sorry? Yeah, it's a US town. It's really dead good. Like, they receive an email to
is
say.
This, like, documentary? Like,
it's
like
a documentary.
Real?
Yeah, yeah. It's like a paranormal investigative team. But they're dead good. They're dead nice. They're not like, you know, Mad Jeff and the Flights of Fancy. They're like two normal people. They're a couple, actually. And they get a team with them. They get an email from this fella saying, here's some photos I've took outside my ranch. Outside my land. Yeah. Of these, like, three-toed imprints in the ground. And he says there's, like, in the caves. Because you know that big underground cave system that's in America? I've seen it. It goes right across the continent, more or less.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Some of the caves come out there in their areas. So all of the in this town, it's a load of abandoned mines that the properties are built around. So they go and investigate anyway, but they can't get in touch with this fella again because it's a few years on. And they basically go to this. It's like a proper backcountry town, similar to Ozark.
Right.
Right. And they pull into this garage and they're like, they're saying to each other, we feel a bit weird. We don't know how we're meant to start this investigation. Because they're there for like four nights. So they said, we'll just stay here. It's like this garage in the car park. And when people come in, we'll say, do you know anything about this?
Right.
And like within the first hour, because they turn up late at night, this fella's coming over to them going, like on a hidden camera thing going, don't trust anyone around here. Whatever you do, don't trust anyone.
Right.
And they're like, I don't feel too safe. And it's utterly brilliant. It's dead good. I think you'd like episode one, you know.
Okay.
Maybe you should tolerate episode one and tell me what you think.
Maybe for Halloween.
Not for Halabastard Ween. That's ages away. And also it's a series. Maybe watch episode one with me during lunch one time and tell me if you think you'd entertain it.
Okay, I'll think about it.
And so, how about this? Even better, you can watch the first 20 minutes and if you want to watch more, you can.
Okay, I'll think about
Hooray!
It.
Hooray! That's a yes.
That's a I'll think about it.
It's not I think about it. Hey, I've watched the entire series of Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. I think that's a given.
You love to hate it.
I don't love to hate it.
You do love to hate it.
I love to hate you. I love to hate you.
You do.
That was erasure. No, Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist is tangibly the worst programme that's ever been made. It really is. With a stellar cast, strangely. I genuinely think it's nepotism that's got that show on. Seriously, it's someone who works for, like, it's Netflix's granddaughter or something who's went, I've got a great idea, what about if everyone bursts into song?
I mean, what they should have done as a bare minimum is have them change the words to the famous song.
To
so
relative.
By all means, perform the song, but yeah, change them to that like specific circumstance.
Yeah, yeah, change the lyrics, definitely, I agree.
But
as opposed to just have the actual
that,
songs
just,
in.
Just literally just sang it.
And talk about Crowbar and stuff. Oh God, it was cringeworthy, it really was. Right, so we're now in Mole Roadworks.
Yeah. I
there
don't know.
Maybe roadworks ahead.
Just have to see. I'm probably
you know what? That's what sat-nav should have. Okay. I'm going to invent that and become a millionaire.
So you should.
It's like Zoe's Extraordinary sat-nav.
Yeah.
So anytime there's like roadworks ahead, there may be roadworks ahead. And then you go, oh, and then you could have like the time warp. Be like, it's just the next on the left. And then the next on the right. Then you stop outside here. And then as you're getting nearer, it's the final countdown to lady.
Yep.
Ah, you know what this street is? This street is where our favourite chip is. Our new favourite chippy.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, point it out to me.
I will. But I think there's... Oh, no, yeah, I will. Of course I will, yeah. Because I'll tell you where I park. This will be exciting for all, I think, you know.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to know where I park when I pick up a chippy. Pick up a chippy.
I hope this rain goes off by the time we get there.
I love rain, you know.
Oh, that's miserable. Great.
It's brilliant.
No.
And I think about that. So you see this where I park? I pull up here, alongside there.
Right.
And I jog across, see this yellow X?
You don't jog, yeah.
Well, a stroll. See the red shutters?
Yeah.
That's the chippy.
Oh, there it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. Oh, very good.
And they think I'm a celebrity in there now, because First time we ordered. Like, genuinely, I'm not joking, they call me the celebrity. Not to do with the podcast, not to do with music. For the simple reason that when we first ordered, they took my number down wrong. And it was in the height of lockdown, so there was a big delay on getting food and stuff. And they took my number down, so they were going to call me when our food was ready. And they didn't call for 2 hours, so I rung them back. And they were like, oh, it's Kevin. Oh, you didn't give us your correct number. I was like, I did, but okay, I'll be nice. So I was like, oh, didn't I? I'm sorry about that. And then when I turned up to pick up, they're like, it's Kevin. It's Kevin, he's here. So now every time I go in, they're like, it's Kevin. It's Kevin. And I'm like, hooray. And you may think that this is all nonsense, but last week it got us a free bottle of dandelion and bear dog.
I like dandelion.
I like dandelion and bear dog. Because it's such a stupid name for a drink.
It is.
What the hell is a burdock? I know what a dandelion is. And can I just say, whoever looked at a dandelion and thought, let's mash that up and drink it. They need the head feeling.
Well, they were obviously right, weren't they?
Well, yeah, yeah. But we still yet to know what a burdock is.
But you never get just dandelion or just burdock. It's always dandelion and burdock, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a good point, yeah. Burdock sounds like Murdoch, who was the mad one in the 18. Can you still say mad? I think you can in relation to Murdoch from the 18. Because his nickname was Howlin' Mad Murdoch.
Well,
you can't say, like, normality challenged Murdoch.
I don't think anyone says normality challenge.
I think that'd be more offensive than mad, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Normality challenge.
Why is that sign saying horses here? We're in, like, deepest, darkest toxicity here. This is not known for its...
It's not known for its horses. Flowing fields and stables.
It's equestrian community.
Yeah, it's quite... It's a city, isn't it? We're in a... not rural. What's the opposite from rural? Built
urban.
Up. Urban.
Urban.
Yeah, it's an urban area. Oh, I recognise this place, yeah. This is where we're doing another drop.
Yeah. Here we are.
Okay then, guys. We'll be back at you in a momo. And that was delivery drop number 2, Dan. So, as you know how this works, we are now about to pass over to our Patreon edition. So, in the meantime and in between time, thank you for joining us on this episode. We will be back with our standard Let's Talk About Ghosts. It's not caller. We need to talk about ghosts episode on the weekend, more than likely Sunday. Where we'll be discussing a whole plethora of ghostly activity. Yes, we will. So join us for that. If you want to become a patron and listen to our third and final drop, as we do each week, we do the deliveries, go over to patreon.com/ we need to talk about ghosts. In the meantime, I can't speak. In the meantime and in between time, be very nice to each other. It's quite simple. Tatty bye.
Bye, guys.